Good morning, church.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Be preaching in English this morning.
今天早上我们用英文跟中文翻译。
And yeah, Sister Sunting will translate.
请大家多多包涵。
This morning we continue with our third sermon on the book of Jonah.
我们这周这个礼拜继续开始约拿书的第三章讲道。
The book of Jonah is not about Jonah.
我们说约拿书它不是关于约拿的。
Or a miraculous big fish that swallowed Jonah.
它也不是关于那个吞吃了约拿的大鱼的神迹的故事。
It is about God and His persistent love.
这本书它是关于God是关于神和他执着的爱的一本书。
And I hope that by now,
我希望现在
you realize that even though Jonah is not a good model for us to follow,
我希望大家可以认识到约拿他其实不是一个在各个方面都是一个很好的榜样的人。
But often at the time we have become just like Jonah in our walk before God.
就是在我们跟神的这个门徒的关系当中，有的时候其实我们是像约拿那样的人。
My sermon title is Joyful Soul Winning with a question mark.
我讲到的这个题目是欢呼收割，但它带了一个问号。
Why a question mark?
为什么有一个问号呢？
Because I'm doubtful how many of us really had this joyful soul winning experience.
因为我一直在想说我们当中有多少人究竟有这种欢呼收割的经历。
And I'm not just talking about agreeing to a statement.
我们这里谈的不是说你是不是同意这个说法。
But relating to an experience.
而是说有没有这种类似的经历。
So when was the last time that you actually experienced joyful soul winning?
所以我的问题是，什么时候是你上一次经历这种真实的欢呼收割的时候呢？
In this lifetime.
在我们这一生当中。
Have you experienced the joy of sharing this wonderful gospel of Christ?
在我们这一生当中，我们真正的经历过我们与人传扬福音之后的这种真实的经历的欢呼的收割的这种经历。
Which supposedly to be the best thing that can happen to you.
对于我来说，这应该就是我们生命当中最好的一部分了。
My brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
The thing about evangelism.
关于福音，传福音。
Is that often if it is not intentional?
如果它不是一个定义或者是刻意要去做的事情。
Then it is not indispensable.
那它其实就是一个可以不做的事情。
If we leave it to chance,
如果我们把这个传福音留给所谓的机会的话，
then the chance is that it will not happen.
那么很可能的这个所谓的机会就不会出现。
If it is up to us,
如果我们把这种传福音的想法变成是我们自己想或不想的话，
I think most of us would prefer not to share the gospel.
那可能我们中间大部分就是哦，那还是算了吧。
We are not naturally excited about sharing or winning soul for Christ.
我们本能的其实不太会因为跟人分享福音而感到兴奋或激动。
Yeah, Jonah himself was not excited about preaching the message from God to the Ninevites.
约拿他就不是一个本能上可以因为向尼尼微人传讲神的福音而兴奋的人。
Yeah, he didn't want his enemy to turn to God.
他一点都不想让他的敌人转向神。
He ran away from God.
他逃避神。
But you know, finally come to acknowledge that prolonged containment is in obedience before the Lord.
但是最后他却发现，回到神的面前才是他最持久的满足。
And so God delivered him.
神救了他。
By sending a huge fish to swallow him up.
神选择了让一条大鱼把它吞到肚子里
yeah, when
而救了他
when he was thrown into the chaotic sea.
在他被那些人扔到海里之后
yeah, the belly of the fish was a vessel of deliverance.
我们说这个鱼肚子呢当时它是一个拯救约拿的器皿
and not a divine punishment.
它不是一个神对他的惩罚的地方
and so finally here in the belly of the fish.
那我们说最后呢在这个鱼肚子当中
Jonah prayed
约拿向神祷告
and acknowledge that God is the one who preserved his life
and 承认认可神是他是拯救他生命的那个主
at the bottom pit of his life
在他生命最低谷的时候神拯救了他
and our God once again
同样的，我们的神
demonstrate his merciful love，
他是有慈爱的神
，and commanded the fish to vomit Jonah on dry land，
以至于他命令了一条大鱼去吞吃吞了约拿在他肚子里，为了要救他。
And that's how Jonah 2 ended. Jonah 2, Jonah chapter 2.
这是我们约拿书二章所说的。
Yeah, so one thing we should have learned from Jonah chapter 2.
那我们从约拿书第二章还可以学到的是
that it is better to be in the belly of a fish with God.
其实最好的或者是说相对来说较好的是在鱼肚子里与神同在。
Rather than be on dry land but without God.
而不是说当我们走在干地上的时候而没有神。
I don't know if you agree or not.
我不知道大家是不是同意这个说法。
Did Jonah go into total obedience of God when he finally got on the dry land?
Finally.
Did Jonah go into total obedience to God when he finally got on the dry land?
约拿最后被吐在旱地上之后，他对神是完全的顺服了。
For a while.
在某个时间段内。
Yeah, but later on we see in Jonah chapter 4.
但后来我们在约拿书四章。
How he was unhappy with God's deliverance.
我们看到他对于神的救赎非常的不开心。
We will reach there in my next sermon.
之后我们会在之后的讲章谈到。
But at least for now.
但至少是在现在。
In Jonah chapter 3.
在约拿书三章。
We see how Jonah did obey God when he was given a second chance.
我们确实看到在约拿被给到第二次机会的时候，他是如何的来顺服神的。
Let's look at the verse right now.
我们现在可以看一下经文。
And let's read in our own language.
Yeah. 我们可以用自己的话来看来读。
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿说。
Yep. Yep. So the verse actually says that the word of God came to Jonah a second time.
这句话就是说神的话第二次临到约拿。
The first time didn't end well.
第一次神跟约拿说话的时候结果并不好。
Last we see, first time Jonah disobeyed God.
我们刚才看了第一次神命令约拿的时候约拿是不顺服的。
He ended up being thrown into the chaotic sea.
结果就是他被扔到了海里。
And God had to save him, you know.
然后神又救了他，对吧？
And he called out for God and God helped him.
然后他在鱼肚子里向神祷告，向神呼求。
And now a second chance is given.
现在神又给了他第二次机会。
And Jonah was thankful for the deliverance.
约拿是很感恩的，因为他这一次被救。
And he came to experience the faithfulness of God.
然后他开始体会神的信实。
And now to this second chance, he said yes.
那在第二次被给他机会的时候，他说好吧。
Now, how about you, my friends?
那我们亲爱的朋友们，那你呢？
How many times have you ignored God?
我们有多少次的时间，有多少次的时候是我们忽略了神？
When he gave you that mission to go.
当他给我们使命的时候，我们有多少次逃避他，忽视他？
Maybe for some of us, it's not the second time.
也许可能很多有对于我们在座的几个一些人来讲，已经不是第二次了。
Maybe it's the fifth time.
有可能是第五次了。
You have been stuck in the belly of fish for the fifth times.
我们是不是已经第五次的时间被吞到鱼肚子里面？
And the Lord,
被困在鱼肚子里面。
And the Lord has shown His mercy over and over again.
神不停地向我们显示他的恩典，一次又一次。
And He's still extending His mercy to you right now.
他依然在向我们显示他的恩典，就在现在。
Because our Lord is persistent, after whom He loved.
因为我们的神是一个有着执着的爱的人。
Yeah, he loves us.
爱着我们，他爱我们。
And he loves not just us, but beyond us.
他不仅爱我们，也爱其他的人。
People whom he created and whom he loved.
他爱他所有他所造的人。
So verse 2.
第二节。
It says, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim it to the message I give you.
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
It's the same message.
这是同样的一个命令。
The same task.
同样的任务。
And so just go to Nineveh and proclaim the message from God.
就是去尼尼微，然后去先讲神的信息。
And I believe with or without Jonah.
我相信有或没有约拿。
God is still going to send someone to proclaim the message.
神还是会去找其他的人去传讲这个信息。
Yeah, proclaim the message to the Ninevites eventually. Like, proclaim the message to the Ninevites.
去到尼尼城去宣讲这个信息。
But our God is merciful.
但是我们的神他是有恩典的，是慈爱的。
And persistent in using his servant Jonah.
他非常执着于继续的去使用他的仆人约拿。
To accomplish that task.
去完成这个任务。
The same can be said of the work of evangelism.
同样的，当我们去传福音的时候。
And disciple making in our world today.
或者是在我们在进行门徒培训的时候。
I mean, God can just snap his finger.
我说神就可以打一个响指。
And show himself to the whole world.
向这个世界展示他自己。
Maybe show some angels in the sky.
可能也会在天上显示一些天使。
So that many can see and just believe in him.
然后人们看见就可以信了。
But no.
但是没有。
God is using us.
神是使用我们。
His disciples.
他的门徒。
His people.
他的子民。
Yeah, his children.
他的孩子。
To accomplish his mission today.
去完成他的任务。
It is the mission of God.
这是神给我们的使命。
And because it is the mission of God.
因为这是神的使命。
It is going to be completed.
所以他一定会完成。
With or without us.
即便有或没有我们。
But the question remains.
但问题依然就是。
Would we be God's faithful servant?
我们愿意成为神忠心的仆人吗？
In partnership with him to bring the whole world to him. To be God's faithful servant, yeah, be in partnership with him.
在与他同工，然后来完成这个事情。
Yep, to bring the whole world to himself.
把世界带到他的面前，带回给他。
It's going to be completed.
它是会被完成的
Because it's initiated by God.
因为这是神所发起的
God is the ultimate victor.
神是最后的得胜者
In all that he will and he does.
他所有的意愿他所有的作为都会成就
And so we look at verses 3 and 4 right now.
所以我们现在看第三章第四节跟第四节
It says Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh.
约拿便照耶和华的起来往尼尼微去
Now Nineveh was a large city. It took 3 days to go through it.
尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。
We talk about this.
我们讲到这儿。
Yeah, the fourth verse says Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city.
约拿在第四节里面，他用了一日的时间来进入到这个城里。
Yep, the next verse, proclaiming 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
然后宣告说四十日之后，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
Now you see the message of Jonah is almost too simple.
我们看约拿的信息有的时候有点太简单了。
Too simple to believe that it actually comes out from the mouth of a prophet.
它简单到你不能相信这是一个神的先知所说的话。
The message is 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
这个信息的全部信息就是四十天之后这个城要完了。
It's more like a warning than a gospel.
这个听起来其实更像是一个警告，而不是一个福音，不是一个好消息。
There is no mention of God.
这里没有提到神。
There is no mention of the method of salvation.
这里面也没有提到救恩的方式。
Merely the proclamation of a coming destruction.
就是简单的在讲之后要来的灾难。
And so, in my personal opinion,
在我看来。
This is not the best way you can share the gospel.
这绝对不是一个传福音的好方法。
But again,
但是
who am I to judge?
但是我是谁呢？我怎么能去断定论断神的作为呢
？When God can even use this kind of message to save.
当神他可以用这样短而有力的信息去拯救。
In a way, it echoes what we have already covered in our last sermon.
我们上一个讲到已经说了。
We talk about salvation belongs to the Lord.
我们谈到救恩是从神来的，是属于神的。
God had intended to save Ninevites.
神定义要救尼尼微城的人。
And he worked through Jonah.
他通过约拿。
Even though such a short message that Jonah is proclaiming here.
他就是通过约拿这个简短的信息来使用约拿来让他宣告来拯救尼尼微。
However, it doesn't justify our lack of preparation.
当然我们这并不是说我们缺少预备缺少准备就是对的。
It doesn't mean that we can therefore just say anything.
也不是说我们随便说点什么。
And people will just come to believe in Jesus.
然后人就会来到耶稣面前就会相信他。
The point here
这个重点是
is that God can work wonders.
神可以做很奇妙的事情。
When we simply obey despite our weaknesses.
当我们不用不考虑我们自己的软弱，我们就是单纯的去顺服他的时候，神就可以通过我们来做奇妙的事。
And we see the most amazing thing happen in verse 5.
那我们现在看第五节发生了最奇妙的事情。
Since the Ninevites believe,
尼尼微城的人他们相信了。
A fast was proclaimed.
一个禁食被宣告。
And all of them from the greatest to the least put on sackcloth.
所有的人从大到小他们都穿上了麻衣。
We will not go through verses 6 to 9.
我们不会再念从6到第9节。
But we see here the warning message.From Jonah reached the king of Ninevites.
那我们看到这个警告的信息从约拿已经到达了尼尼微王。
And he rose up from his throne.
他从他的宝座上起来。
He took off his royal robes.
他脱下他的朝服。
He covered himself with sackcloth and sat down.
他披上麻衣坐下来。
Yeah, in the dust and proclaimed a national level fast for all the people.
他坐在灰中，然后宣告了全国性的一个禁食。
Even for the animals.
就是动物们也不能吃。
Yeah, both.Fasting and putting on sackcloth.
所有的人都要禁食，然后并且要穿上麻衣。
This is an expression of their dedication.
这是他们真心悔改的一种表现。
Yeah, to repent and return to God.
就是悔改回转向神。
Such repentance.
这种悔改。
It's not just an acknowledgement that God is powerful.
不仅仅是对神的全能大能的一个认可。
The verse.Tells us that they gave out their evil ways and violence.
经文告诉我们，他们甚至被离弃了他们的恶行。
A true conversion.
一个真正的悔改。
Always result in transformation.
真正的回转或者是相信，它会带来一个生命的改变。
Our good deeds don't save us.
我们的好行为不会使我们得救。
Only Jesus saves.
我相信耶稣才是我们得
救。Only our faith in God matters.
只有相信神，我们才能得救。
But a true encounter with God.
但是，真实的是，当我们真的遇见神的时候
，must always result in transformation.
这种真实的相遇一定会带来真实的改变。
The Ninevites they were not told the way of salvation.
尼尼微人他们并没有被告知说你们用什么方法要可以得到救恩。
They did not have the knowledge of salvation.
他们对于救恩没有知识性上的认识。
Jonah did not tell them.
约拿也没有告诉他们。
Yet they identify that repentance is the key to salvation.
然而他们自己却发现悔改是得到救恩的一个最重要的事情。
And we see that that's true.
那我们看到这是真实的，这是对的。
That resulted in their salvation.
对，就是救恩带来的一个表象或者是结果是。
And so in verse 10,
在第十节
the last verse of Jonah chapter 3,
最后的一个约拿书三章的最后一节。
Yeah, it says when God saw what they did.
于是神查看他们的行为。
How they turned from their evil ways.
见他们离开恶道。
He relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
Now some of you may be confused by the word relent.
我们其中可能有很多人一直在去纠结这个后悔这个词儿。
We must not associate the word relent here with repent.
我们可能现在需要区别一下这个后悔跟悔改。
At least not in the way we understand.
可能不是我们想的那一种。
When we say that a sinner repent,
当我们说一个罪人悔改
he or she had done something wrong.
他是知道有些事情不对的。
And that person is now turning 180 degrees back to God.
然后这个人他有一个180度的转变，转向神。
But this is not the kind of relent for God.
但这个不是我们这里谈到的神的后悔。
The warning, the threat given to the Ninevites is just.
对于尼尼微城的宣告是公义的。
The Ninevites, they were cruel and they were wicked.
尼尼微人他们是很邪恶和残忍的。
We have talked about some of the wickedness that
我们之前谈过他们的恶行。
Yeah, it was right for God to judge them.
神去
审判他们，
审判他们
是公义的，
是对的，是公义的。
So it was just for God to even destroy them.
甚至对于神来讲，去毁灭他们也是公义的，是对的。
Yeah, God wasn't relenting from His wickedness here.
神没有从他的公义当中后悔。
God wasn't relenting from His rightful judgment.
神也没有从他的正确的审判当中后悔。
So we are not talking about relenting in the sense of repenting or returning.
我们谈后悔，并不是在一个悔改或者是归向神的层面上来谈。
It is a relenting of changing of mind.
我们这里谈的后悔是讲到说这个心思意念的一个转变。
And so here we see a mysterious yet interesting dynamic.
这里面我们看到一个非常奇妙的互动
，between the sovereignty of God and human free will，
就是关于神的主权跟人的自由意志之间的互动。
Yeah, the Ninevites they were free to do anything they want.
尼尼微人他们有自由选择的权利，做所有他们想要做的事情。
They chose evil.
他们选择了邪恶。
And so God in His sovereignty decided to prepare destruction for them.
所以在全能的主之全能的神他就预备了这样的一个毁坏给他们。
But here, instead of punishing them,
但是我们在这边看到的不是去惩罚他们。
God chose to forgive them because of their repentance.
因为他们的悔改神选择了赦免他们而不是惩罚他们。
So we see a dynamic of interaction here.
所以我们这里面看到人和神之间的互动。
Question.
问题。
Was God serious about punishing them?
神是真的认真的说想要惩罚他们吗？
When he knew that they were going to repent.
当神知道他们会悔改的时候，神对于他们的惩罚难道是认真的吗？
How can he just change his mind like that?
神怎么就这样改变他的想法呢？
Where is his faithfulness?
他的信实哪里去了？
Where is that consistency?
Where 神的这个合一同一始终如一哪里去了？
I believe that maybe just like Jonah,
我想可能就像约拿一样。
Some of us may ask the same questions.
我们有很多人也问同样的问题。
Because in Jonah 4, chapter 4,
因为在约拿书第四章。
We will pick that up again when we reach Jonah chapter 4.
我们再回来，在接下来的讲章会再继续谈这个问题。
But we see how Jonah was angry with God.
我们看到约拿他有多么的，他对神有多么的生气。
And as I say, we are not that far from Jonah.
像我们说的，其实我们跟约拿也差不多一样一样的。
Can God really relent since He's all-knowing?
因为神的全知，他真的会后悔吗？
He knows everything.
他知道所有所有的事情。
He is, you know, much better than Doctor Strange.
你知道他比道奇先生更奇妙多了， those, 更知道多了。
Those of you who do not know Doctor Strange, it's okay.
如果你们不知道这个。道奇先生的话也没关系。
But the point is that he knows the future for sure.
但重点是神知道未来。
In fact, he controls the future.
事实上，他不仅知道，他还掌管未来。
Why don't he just make everyone good?
他为什么就不让所有的人蹦一下？
Good, as in the.
他为什么就不让那个人自己就变好了
？Yeah. Why is he pretending to judge the wicked?And then changing his mind.
他为什么要假装去惩罚那些不好的人，然后最后再改变他自己的想法呢？
Some of us we may struggle with some of these questions, like a contemporary Jonah.
我们很多人可能就是在这样的疑问当中，然后在这样的纠结当中，就好像我们是这个当代的约拿。
When we come to Jonah chapter 4,
当我们来到约拿书第四章，
when we look at Jonah,
我们看约拿，
you may find it to be ridiculous and funny.
你会看到这有多么的 荒谬可笑。
How come a prophet of God,
作为一个神的先知，怎么可以
can be so unhappy about people being saved?
作为一个神的先知，当他看到人悔改的时候，他怎么可以如此的不开心？
Something must be terribly wrong with his heart.
在他心里面有一些东西一定是有比较糟糕的。
We will leave that reflection to Jonah chapter 4.
预知后事，请听约拿书第四章。
Have we really experienced joyful soul winning?
我们 曾经真的经历过这种与神同工的宣讲福音之后的欢呼的收割吗？
Have we intentionally prayed for the few people that God has put around us?
我们有为我们身边的人神放在我们身边的人刻意的努力的祷告过吗？
Have we be equipped so that we can share the gospel of Christ?
我们有被装备然后使得自己可以去跟别人传福音吗？
Even if we think that we are not equipped,
即便如果我们觉得我们自己没有被装备过，
Have we prayed for divine opportunity?
我们有没有为此而向神祷告呢？
And seek help from those who are equipped.
然后或者是向那些已经有装备的人寻求帮助呢？
Once again, my friends, if you leave evangelism to chance,
再一次，我亲爱的朋友们，如果我们把传福音交给所谓的机会的话，
chances are it will not happen.
那么坦诚的来讲，这种机会基本上不会发生。
So we have to be intentional about it.
所以我们一定要定义去做这个事情。
On evangelism, as you can see from the slide,
从 PPT 上大家可以看到传福音。
There are three things that I want to share with you.
啊？
Three things that I want to share with you.
有三点我想跟大家分享。
Always start with prayer.
所有的事情都是我们永远要从祷告开始。
Because it is the mission of God.
因为这是神的意向。
We seek God's help.
我们需要他的帮助。
Second, be equipped.
第二步是我们需要被装备。
Of course, God can use anything.
当然神可以用所有的事情。
But that's not an excuse for you to not be trained or be equipped.
但是这并不是我们自己不努力不被装备的借口。
And the third is rely upon God.
第三点就是转向神依靠他。
Because the conviction to believe comes from God.
因为使人相信这一点是来自于神的。
Yeah, joyful soul winning.Joyful soul winning.
喜乐的收割灵魂。
Yeah, maybe it is, many be something that we can experience and not just something that we can agree in our head.
使人得救这个事情它其实是一个我们可以经历的而不是说我们只是在口中谈的一个话而已。
Let me just assure you.
我想跟大家确认的是
When you intentionally go and reach out,
当你定义的、刻意为之的要去传福音做这个事情
，often than not, we will come into agreement, with or experience this joyful soul winning.
就是当我们努力去做这个事情的时候，其实我们是会慢慢同意到说这个欢呼收割的这个事情的，然后这个短语的。
It becomes not just an idea in our mind.
当我们去做这个事情的时候，它就不仅仅在是一个我们脑袋里面知道的理论知识或者是一句话。
But an experience that we now come to have.
它是真实的我们与神的经历。
I can tell you that's one of the most wonderful experience in this lifetime.
你们从他身上可以看到，这是他生命当中最开心的事情。
I just want to end my sermon with a beautiful testimony this year.
This year.
This year, yeah.
Okay. 就是他想邀请一个见证，然后就我对
yep,
有一个见证。
Yep. And it's a testimony by one of our sisters from Alive.
我们现在要邀请一个从 Alive 来的姐妹来分享一个见证。
She's not here.
她没在这儿。
So I'm going to share on behalf.
牧师要替她说。
This is not to say that this is the best testimony.
并不是说这个是一个最好的见证。
But I think it's an appropriate testimony, especially in relation to what we talk about this morning.
这是一个跟我们今天讲的内容相关的一个见证，所以把它放在这里。
So pretend I'm Sister Janet.
假设她现在是 Janet 姐妹。
And I have.You know, I have asked her approval, and that's what I'm doing now.
然后她也得到了 Janet 姐妹的授权，然后替她来讲这个见证。
Hello, everyone.
大家好。
My name is Janet Lee.
我的名字是 Janet Lee.
And I'm very happy to share my testimony with you all.
我在这里非常的开心跟大家来分享我的见证。
A bit about myself.
关于我自己呢
I'm from Taiwan.
我是从台湾来的。
And I spend most of my life there.
我在台湾过了至今为止我大部分的人生的时间。
When it comes to religion,
我们不是一个就是有宗教的地区地方。
When, yeah, Taiwan has a split community.
台湾是一个就是这个社区里面是非常分割分裂的
Yeah, a mix of Buddhism, Taoism, and or no religion
就是在我们这个社区里面呢有佛教的然后也有道教的然后还有什么都不信的
Yeah, I did not have a specific religion when I grew up in my family
我长大的这个家庭里面没有一个非常就是确定的信仰的家庭
I have lived in Singapore
我在新加坡 也住了一段时间
Belgium
我在比利时也住过
yeah, due to studying and work
因为工作学习的原因在这两个国家都待过
My journey started in November 2023
那我的与神相遇的旅程其实是开始于2023年的11月份
I moved to Norway from Belgium
那时我从比利时搬到了挪威
It's now been one and a half years since I live in Oslo.
我在至今为止我在奥斯陆已经住了一年半了。
I love Oslo.
我非常喜欢奥斯陆。
I'm thankful to Quyen.
非常感谢有Quyen这个人。
Yeah, my friend whom I knew from studying in Singapore.
这是我在新加坡学习和工作期间认识的一个人。
Yeah, in an exchange program.At first, I was planning to move to Finland.
最开始的时候呢，我是打算搬到芬兰去的。
So I called him to share that I was planning to change jobs and relocate to Helsinki.
所以我打电话跟他讲说，我有这个计划和打算，想要换工作，然后去到赫尔辛基。
But after a few weeks, I actually ended up moving to Oslo.
但是几周之后呢，我却搬到了奥斯陆。
And Gunchen, he told me, "Don't worry, my sister-in-law Nina is in Oslo."
安全告诉我说，你别害怕，我的嫂子还是弟妹住在奥斯陆。
Yeah, and you will be in good hands.
然后他会照顾你的。
And that's how I came to know NCCC.
这是我认识华人教会的。这是我为什么认识华人教会。
I'm always grateful that shortly after I moved, I began my journey of faith.
我非常非常的感恩和开心，是当我搬到奥斯陆之后，很快的我就开始了我的信仰之旅。
I remember being so dedicated that I really did not like missing Tuesday Bible studies or Sunday services.
我依然记得我是多么的投入在那段时间，我甚至连周二跟周日的周二的查经跟周日的敬拜一次都不愿意错过。
Yeah, those moments were when I got to learn more and worship God.
在这样的时间里面，我可以了解更多的了解神，然后可以去敬拜他。
Today, I'm so happy to share that I have become a follower of Jesus.
今天我可以，我非常非常的开心跟大家讲，我现在也是一个基督徒了。
My first exposure to Christianity.
我第一次接触基督信仰。
Was when my mom became a Christian during my high school years.
是在我高中的时候，我妈妈接受了成为了基督徒。
That was a difficult time for her.
那是一段其实对她来说很艰难的时光。
She was struggling with health issue and family issue.
她在健康问题和家庭问题上其实都很纠结。
I remember that after she got baptized.
我依然记得在她受洗之后。
She shared passionately with me about how God had comforted her.
她热情地跟我分享神是如何安慰了她。
And how she felt peace and love through the support of brothers and sisters at church.
他是如何的在教会的弟兄姐妹的帮助和支持下感受到了神的平安跟爱
At that time, I could not really fully relate to her experience.
但是在那个时候我完全不太能够理解和明白她的感受
She felt God's presence very strongly.
她能强烈的感受到神与她同在
But I have not experienced that myself.
但我自己却感受不到
Still, I was happy for her.
但是我依然为我的妈妈开心。
She had received support and care that she truly needed during that challenging period.
在那一段她最需要的时光里面，她因此有这个方式得到了帮助，得到了爱。
Yeah, over the years, she would greatly encourage me to go to the church.
很多年后，她其实也是一直在温柔的来劝诫我去教会，然后讲。
She was always glad when I told her that one or two of my best friends are Christians.
当我有的时候跟她说我的一个或两个朋友他们是基督徒的时候，我的妈妈她总是非常的开心。
I did go to church occasionally when invited.
确实，当我偶尔被邀请去教会的时候，我也会去。
I knew it was good for me.
我知道这对我好。
But I wasn't very consistent or disciplined.
但我就也没有坚持去，也没有持续的去。
Yeah, looking back, I realized that I was focused on building my career and traveling abroad.
回想这段时间的时候，我就想那段时间我可能是非常的把我的大部分精力都放在了我的职业规划和我的国外旅行当中。
At the stage of life, I did not.Really think deeply about belief or the meaning of life.
在我生命的那个阶段里面，我确实没有想过太多关于生命的意义的这样的事情。
I'm a very strong-minded person.
我是一个有非常坚定想法的人。
And tend to believe I can do anything if I set a goal.
并且也坚定的认为和相信，只要我决定的事情，我想做的事情，我就会做到。
I'm persistent, disciplined, and dedicated.
我非常的坚持坚定然后也努力
yeah, whether it's in my studies, work or relationship,
不管是在我的工作学习和人际关系上我都是如此
but in 2023,
在2023年的时候
when my grandparents passed away,
我的祖父母去世了
my perspective changed,
我的人生观转变了
I started reflecting more deeply of life and its meaning,
这件事情使我去思考人生命的意义
I began to feel a strong desire every Sunday.
之后的每个星期天我都有非常强烈的愿望。
And Tuesday, to spend time with God.
同样在星期二也是就是去花一些时间跟神在一起。
Learning about Him and worshiping Him.
想要对他了解更多想要去敬拜他。
I became committed to building a relationship with God from my heart.
我从我的内心深处把我自己交给神。
I can't remember the exact date I accepted Jesus.
我并不能够明确说我究竟是哪一天我接受他的。
But by then I know he's already in my daily life.
但是我非常确认的是他已经与我同在了在我每天的生活当中。
I pray regularly, listen to worship songs before important presentations at work.
我常常的祷告特别是在我工作上有 很重要的任务的时候我会去听一些敬拜歌曲来给自己加油鼓励
And I do daily Bible devotion through Bible app every night before I go to bed
我每天晚上睡觉的时候我会通过一些app 来看 来灵修来看每天的就是这个经文
In my heart, I feel that God is already there with me strongly.
在我心里，我深深地知道神与我同在。
Sometimes I wonder why I only opened my heart and felt God's presence later than some of my brothers and sisters at church.
我有的时候就在想，我为什么会比我在教会里的其他弟兄姐妹晚呢？就是当我愿意打开我的心接受神，为什么比他们晚？
But when I look back on my journey,
但是当我回头看我这一路走来的时候
I realized that God has a plan.
我意识到神有他完美的计划和他的时间
He brought me to Norway at just the right time.
他把我在正确的时间带来挪威
When I was finally ready to start a relationship with him.
在我最终可以在这个正确的时间正确的地点可以开始我跟他的旅程
Thank you Lord.
感谢神
For leading me to Qin.
把我可以带到全面前。
Yeah, to Nina, to Ella.
To Nina.
Yeah.
To 然后
Ella.
Ella.
And to NCCC.
带到北欧教会。
And to Mintu and Christine.
然后也把我带到 Mintu 和 Christine 呢。
Who have supported me along the way closely.
这一路走来，他们都一直陪伴着我，支持着我。
I'm so grateful that I've come to know God.
我非常的感谢神我现在来到神的面前
yeah, and I truly believe the timing was perfect
而且我非常坚定的相信神的时间是最完美最好的
so I want to encourage all of you
所以我愿意挑战大家所有的人鼓励你们
maybe you know a friend like me
也许你知道你身边有一个像我这样的人
someone who doesn't know much about God
他不是很了解神
But whose heart is getting ready.
但是他的心已经预备好了。
So don't hesitate to invite them.
所以不要纠结，不要犹豫去邀请他们。
To church activities.
你就邀请他们来参加教会。
The invitation might be the beginning of their journey.
你对于他的邀请，有可能就是他跟神关系的开始。
Yep, I think there's, there's still one more. And if you are someone who is wondering
如果有人在想
whether to accept Jesus,
是不是要是否要接受耶稣基督
I encourage you to just start.
我鼓励你你就往前走一步就开始吧
Come to church.
来到参加教会
Pray.
祷告
and reflect in your daily life.
然后在你的每天的生活当中去观察去看
maybe,
去思考
yeah, maybe one day,
也许有一天
you will find your heart opening and feel God's presence.
你会打开你的心 接受神的同在
He has always been there with you.
因为神一直在那里等你
guiding you and loving you.
保护你爱你
Thank you for listening.
感谢你们的聆听
That's the end of the testimony sharing.
那我们现在也要结束我们今天的讲道。
见证 the testimony sharing.
结束今天的见证。
Okay, I hope that encouraged you, just like how it has encouraged me.
我希望大家可以像我被鼓励一样也被鼓励到。
There's someone out there.
在那里就是有一些人。
Waiting for you to reach out with God's love.
在等着你去。关心他们，去帮助他们，去跟他们讲神。
Yeah, each time a soul is saved by the gospel,
当一个灵魂被拯救，当一个灵魂得救的时候
，You know the heaven rejoices together with us.
我们要知道，天上的天使、天君也与我们一同欢喜快乐。
You can almost hear God saying,
你甚至可以感受到神、上帝对你说
，Well done,
做得好。
My good and faithful servant.
我忠心又良善的仆人。
We are reminded again and again.
我们一次又一次的被提醒。
How much God loved us Himself.
神是多么的爱我们。
Even as we share the good news with other people.
当我们跟别人传福音的时候，我们一次又一次的被提醒，
yeah.
神不仅爱他，也爱我。
Because every time you share the gospel.
我们每一次跟人传福音。
It is a reminder of God's sacrificial love for you as well.
都是神他牺牲的爱，给我们的一次的再一次的提醒。
And so the challenge is this.
所以挑战是。
Would you go?
你愿意去吗
？Would you obey?
你愿意顺服吗
？Would you reap the fruit?
你愿意为神得到果实吗？
The fruit that the Lord Himself has prepared for His kingdom.
这果实是神为他的天国所预备的。
Come and experience this joyful soul winning.
来吧，来经历这一种与神同工的欢呼的收割。
Come and experience the joy of sharing Christ with others.
来吧，来经历这一种与别人分享基督的喜乐。
Some reflection questions.
有一点点思考的问题。
Who may be that few people?
谁是你身边的那几个人
？Yeah, that God has put around you.
神把谁放在了你的身边
？Commit them, in your prayer before the Lord.
在你的祷告当中，纪念他们。
Remember, evangelism starts with prayer.
记得我们的所有的福音，所有的传福音都是从祷告开始的。
Ask the Lord for opportunity to share Christ.
向神祈求给你一个传福音的机会。
Yeah, equip yourself to share the gospel.
向神祈求来装备我们，来去为他传福音。
Ask the Lord to empower you.
向神祈求来给你力量。
Let us spend a bit of time in our reflection and prayer.
让我们有一点时间来思考。
Before I close this in prayer.
之后我们会用祷告结束。
Father, we acknowledge that you are our almighty and merciful Father.
天父，我们接受你是那一个全能的上帝。
You have decided to love us.
你定义爱我们。
And not just us, but the people you have created.
不仅仅是我们，你也定义爱你所创造的人。
It is your mission.
这是你的
to save your people from sin.
这是你的计划，要从恶者手中来救你所爱的人。
To just pull us out from darkness into your light.
就是把我们从黑暗当中拽出来，放在你的光明当中。
We have experienced your salvation, Lord.
我们经历了你的救恩。
We have the joy of being a follower of Christ.
我们经历了跟随耶稣基督的喜乐。
But Lord, this privilege, this benefit should not stop with us.
主啊，这样的优越，这样的好处，不应该就停留在我们自己身上。
But Lord, sometimes we are hesitant to share your love.
神啊，我们常常纠结犹豫，要不要去分享你的爱。
We have our fear of rejection.
我们怕被拒绝。
We have our own struggle, perhaps laziness.
我们也有懒惰。
And all kinds of other reasons why we don't share.
我们也有各种各样的我们不去跟别人传福音分享你的爱的各种各样的借口和原因。
Lord, forgive us.
神啊，求你原谅我们。
Lord, from the book of Jonah,
神啊，从约拿书中
we've seen how you have persistently chased after Jonah.
我们看到你是如何的一直不停地再去寻找约拿，寻求约拿。
Not to punish him, but to use him, Lord.
你不停地去找他，不是为了要惩罚他，而是为了要使用他。
To turn his heart towards you.
去转向他的，把他带回到你的面前，使他的心转向你。
And so, Lord, I believe that you are doing the same with us.
神呐，我相信你依然在做这样的事情，在我们身上做这样的事情。
You persistently chase after us.
你一直在寻找我们。
You want so much, Lord, to turn our hearts towards you.
你急切地想要让我们的心回转向你。
Father, would you help us to respond as well?
主啊，帮助我们，对你有所回应。
Whether it's the second chance or the fifth chance.
不管这是第二次还是第五次。
Help us to embrace your forgiveness.
主啊，帮助我们拥抱你的，拥抱你。
Help us to just say yes when you decided to use us.
帮助我们，当你向对我们说话，要使用我们的时候，愿我们可以说 yes, 说好。
Help us to experience the joy of soul winning.
帮助我们去经历那欢呼收割。
Some of us may feel like we don't talk well, just like Moses.
有帮助我们，就是如果我们像摩西那样笨口拙舌。
Lord, we also know that you can just use anyone and anything.
主啊，我们知道你可以使用任何人、任何的事物。
The question is a question of whether we are willing.
问题就是我们到底愿不愿意。
Father, we don't need to do a lot.
神啊，我们不需要做太多。
We just need to obey you.
我们需要做的就是来顺服你。
We need to start praying.
我们需要从祷告开始。
Praying for people whom you have placed in our lives.For people, praying for people.
为那些人祷告。
And also, Lord, thinking about how to be equipped.
也为我们如何受装备而祷告。
And continue to rely upon you.
继续的、持续的选择、学习、依靠你。
And so, Father, would you help us?
主啊，求你帮助我们。
I commit each one of us into your hands.
我将我自己完全交在你的手中。
All my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我所有的弟兄姐妹们。
For we reach out to different people.
当我们去接触不同的人的时候。
You use us in a different setting.
在我们每个人的不同当中来使用我们。
Thank you, Father.
天父感谢你。
For loving us. For loving us.
让我们可以。
For using us.
可以使用我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。